Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss A.J. Grimas. Now A.J. Grimas was a Lithuanian French semiotician. He worked in the field of semiotics. Originally he was from Lithuania, but later on he lived for most of his life in France, where he published most of his important works. That is why Lithuanian French. And he, along with Roland Barthes, is considered the most prominent of French semioticians. Now after that, what is A.J. Grimas famous for? Particularly he is famous for two things. One, the semiotic square. The semiotic square, which is also sometimes called Grimas square, and also the actantial model. Actantial model. A-C-T-A-N-T-I-A-L. Actantial model. Now basically these two things are tools for analyzing underlying structures of narratives and myths or mythology. And A.J. Grimas is also famous for developing the overall method of structural semantics to analyze how meaning is created in texts. To analyze how meaning is created in texts. Keep in mind that Grimas was inspired by the earlier ideas of Ferdinand de Saussure, Vladimir Propp, and also some other theorists. And he built on their ideas and developed this method of structural semantics, which basically argues that all texts, whether it be folk tales or whether it be scientific treaties, all texts can be analyzed as narratives with underlying structures. And he identified these structures as actants and functions. Within quotes, actants. A-C-T-A-N-T-S. Actant. It just means character roles. That is what an actant is. And also functions. And by functions, he means actions or events. Ye matlab inka. So basically, he identified these structures as actants and functions and proposed that the content of any text, that the content of any text is a surface expression of a deeper universal narrative structure. So the content of any text is just a surface expression and there is something deeper, and that deeper thing is the universal narrative structure. Now keep in mind that this method which Grimas developed was extremely helpful in analyzing various narratives. And this is one of the reasons why the ideas of Grimas are extremely important in the field of narratology, along with structuralism. Now after that, also keep in mind that the actants that I talked about, in total he identified 6 actants. So in the exam they can ask you, what are those 6 actants? First of all, these 6 actants are arranged in pairs. For example, subject and object. So ye do jo hain ek pair hai. Afterwards, sender and reviewer. This is another pair. And the third is helper and opponent. Ye third pair hai. Toh ye 6 ho gaye. Now after that, also keep in mind that the most important work of Grimas is Structural Semantics. And this came out in 1983. Though originally it was written in French and it was published in 1966. But when it was translated into English and published, it was 1983. Now along with this, you should also know few more names of the works of Grimas. One I told you, Structural Semantics. Then the Semiotics of Passions, from States of Affairs to States of Feelings. ये complete title है, The Semiotics of Passions, from States of Affairs to States of Feelings. उसके बाद एक और इनका work है जो कि important है from an exam point of view. It's called Of Gods and Men, Studies in Lithuanian Mythology. Of Gods and Men, Studies in Lithuanian Mythology. Now earlier, if you remember, I told you that he was originally from Lithuania, and Lithuania is a country in Europe. That is why later on in his career he studied the mythology in his country. तो उसी के ऊपर ये work है. Of Gods and Men, Studies in Lithuanian Mythology. Now let me read out how a famous critic describes the contribution of A.J. Grimas. Quote, Grimas's aim was not to determine the meaning of specific words or texts, but rather to understand how meaning is produced. Effectively, a generational model. Effectively, a generational model. Something similar to Noam Chomsky's model of generational grammar. Structural semantics, as propounded by Grimas, is an extreme form of formalism, also known as semiotic reduction. Also known as semiotic reduction. Structural semantics treats the content of the text as a superficial expression of a deeper drama played out between two interrelated structures he called actants and functions. In this way, virtually all forms of textual production, from the writing of scientific treaties through to folk tales and cookbooks, can be treated as narratives. Moreover, it holds that the content of any text is independent of the narrative, or what amounts to the same thing. It shows that a particular narrative function or actant can be fulfilled by a near infinite variety of content, unquote. Okay? So this is how this critic describes the aim of structural semantics. This critic says that structural semantics is similar to the model of generational grammar as propounded by Noam Chomsky. After that, this critic also highlights that using structural semantics, all forms of textual production can be treated as narratives, whether it be folk tales, whether it be scientific treaties or cookbooks, anything. Okay? So, from an exam point of view, just remember that A.J. Grimas is famous for the semiotic square and actantial model. Along with this, remember that he identifies six actants arranged in binary pairs or oppositional pairs. Same thing. Okay? And what is an actant? In simple terms, actant is a kind of role. Okay? A kind of role that characters can fulfill. And what was the semiotic square? In simple terms, the semiotic square is a kind of visual representation, okay, of the relationship between concepts, which has been used to analyze binary oppositions and underlying structures of meaning in texts. Okay? And along with this, also remember the name of the important works by A.J. Grimas. Okay?